You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The health tech sector is red hot in the wake of COVID-19, and last week an interesting announcement landed in my inbox. The Imperial Innovation Venture Fund, which is a partnership with Newtown Partners, together with Johnson & Johnson's foundation, participated in a $1.5 million seed round for Ghana-based health tech startup Redbird, bringing its total funding raised to date to around $2 million. Now, Redbird enables patients in Ghana to easily manage their health through medical tests that are offered through community pharmacies that are very quick and simple and easy to access. And I'm joined by Redbird co-founder and CEO Patrick Beattie. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, what challenge are you trying to solve as Redbird, and why is this particular approach unique in the context?
So the real challenge that Redbird is looking to solve is the lack of convenience in managing and monitoring your health. And this is a very important problem because when we think of convenience, we often think of convenience as a luxury. It's a nice to have. But the reality is, in healthcare, especially with the rise of chronic disease, if you don't have convenient ways for patients to manage their health, to monitor their conditions, they won't be able to, and that creates really dire health outcomes down the line. And so at Redbird, we look for ways to make healthcare more convenient, and we have started this with our in-pharmacy services, partnering with the community-based pharmacies that are close to where people live so that they can offer rapid diagnostic testing right in the pharmacy that a patient can get and monitor their health with.
And that's solving for challenges that you find across the African continent. That's not unique to Uganda, Ghana, anywhere where you look around Africa. It is one of the major pain points when accessing healthcare. What or who inspired you to start the company? Tell us a little bit more about your own journey, Patrick.
Absolutely. And I would say it's not just across Africa. It's across the entire world. You see this need for better, more convenient ways to monitor health. Chronic disease is taking off everywhere, especially on the continent. That's one of the things that that brought us to this solution. But it really is a global problem at this point. My personal background is on the diagnostic space. So I was formerly the founding scientist at a rapid diagnostics startup out of Boston. And what I found working there, as we grew that company, we were developing a lot of great, interesting new diagnostic tests. But what I saw when I would come to Kenya or Tanzania or any of the places, Zambia, that we were doing field trials, is even existing technology on the rapid diagnostic side wasn't being leveraged. It wasn't being used in the way it had the potential to be used. And seeing that and talking to pharmacies in all these different countries, I realized that there was a market issue that was an opportunity and also a problem around leveraging existing technology. And that's what really started me thinking about Redbird. But I would say that Redbird is really the child of all three of the co-founders, and we each bring our own history to it. So, for instance, our COO, Andrew Quow, is a Ghanaian pharmacist. And he came, you know, when we met, the thing that we really connected on was his vision for better, more comprehensive services out of pharmacies because they're so convenient. And our CTO, Edward Grandstaff, someone I've known for a long time, and we brought him in specifically because he's always had this desire to leverage technology to help people improve their own life, whether that's their work life or personal.
And if you look at the reasons why the existing rapid diagnostic solutions were not being leveraged, what did you identify as the key reason, and how have you sought to solve for that?
It's a great question and something we thought a lot about because it's oftentimes easy to assume a problem is a technology problem and can just be solved that way. But in reality, most issues are deeper and have multiple facets to them. And what we found talking to pharmacies and analyzing the situation was a couple things. First, it was one of knowledge and access. When we met with pharmacists, we realized that they were, you know, very, very knowledgeable, in their areas, and diagnostics just wasn't their core area. It wasn't where they needed to be very knowledgeable, and therefore they were not as aware of what other what products were out there, and most importantly, what products were quality products that they could feel good about providing their customers versus what might be a low quality imitation product and therefore be a detriment to their customers. So that was one of the issues. However, it was beyond that. And some of what we try to do at Redbird is we partner with pharmacies, but in doing so, we create a network so that we can do things that benefit the entire network, such as marketing of this service, that an individual pharmacy might not be able to take on their own because of the cost and because it might, you know, benefit someone who's a follow-on, where they're taking all the risk. So we found a couple different things, but it was a mix of just the awareness and the expertise in the area, which is something Redbird can bring, as well as just some basic financial considerations that pharmacies had to take into account.
And you're looking to now scale this up with the help of technology via your app, your Redbird app as well. What is this latest fundraising round going to be put to use for as you look to roll the solution out elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to increase our penetration with through technology and the value we can bring. It was something we decided early on, Andrew and I. Originally, we're the first two at Redbird working together, and very early on after testing things out with pharmacies, we realized how important technology could be, how much value it could bring, and therefore we knew we needed a third co-founder. That's how we found Edward, who could represent that importance. And so we consider ourselves tech-enabled. Which is technology is not the only part of the Redbird solution. A lot of what we do is logistics and supply and things like that. However, the technology is a huge part of creating value now and potentially some enormous value to everyone in the ecosystem as we grow. The funding from Imperial with others is funding that growth. We're looking to do three main things. First, expand within Ghana. We're in 360 pharmacies, and we want to be at a point where no one is more than a 10-minute walk from convenient health monitoring. That's the vision. And more than that, we want to provide more value at those convenient health points, so at our partner pharmacies, making sure that they can provide more services to the patients, and that information can easily flow to the doctors when a patient does need to go to a hospital for any particular reason. And then finally, as you mentioned at the start, this is not a problem that's unique to Ghana, and we're looking to expand this beyond Ghana across the continent.
If you look at competitors in this space, is it a competitive area? Are there time constraints in order to stay one step ahead of the competition at this stage? What does the market look like in terms of penetration on competitors?
At this point with this market, it's such an open space and so much potential that I think a lot of people are seeing, but still in many ways unproven. It's early on. It creates a lot of opportunity that there are competitors in the space, though you could just as easily oftentimes view them as channel partners. I think anyone working to increase convenience in healthcare, there's so many ways you can attack that problem, and the winner isn't going to be just a single company trying to attack that. It's going to be an ecosystem that develops, creating a new decentralized, digitally enabled healthcare system. And there will be several partners in that. So we look at other groups, anyone that is trying to improve convenience, whether that's straight telemedicine plays through apps that go direct to patients, or whether that's supply chain partners that are looking just to make sure that the proper materials and products are getting to where they need to be. We view those as potential channel partners building this ecosystem.
Within that context, have you found that COVID has accelerated the desire to collaborate, to work in a pre-competitive fashion, to grow out this healthcare solution that obviously has very positive future implications for healthcare in not only Africa, but the rest of the world. How have you found COVID impacting in that mission?
So as far as startups collaborating or people in the space collaborating with each other, I don't think COVID has changed that, because I found it to be a very collaborative space already. I mean, as I said, there's just so much opportunity there, and it is so open and therefore also very difficult that we saw great collaboration beforehand. But I think what we are seeing with COVID, what COVID has changed is obviously patient behaviors creating more of that push for decentralized options for them. And therefore, it creates, when you have that patient drive, it creates more opportunities for companies in the space to work together, because there's just more drive and more attention on the market that enables us to find the reasons to do that.
That was Redbird co-founder and CEO Patrick Beattie talking a little bit more about the health tech company, which was launched in Ghana back in 2018. It offers a range of tests on its platform. Currently available are anemia, blood sugar, blood pressure, BMI, cholesterol, hepatitis, malaria. All of these are going to lead to earlier detection and better healthcare outcomes. And I think great to see the kind of innovation that is being born and bred right here in Africa.